if they're playing with balls. He's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
Well, I'll cover this really quickly just because we talked about it the other day. Conor McGregor was arrested because he grabbed this guy's cell phone that was trying to take a picture, and he didn't want him to take a picture. And he threw it on the ground, and he stomped on it.
Mercury's in retrograde. That's why.
No, but there's a video up now. You have to check it out. It's just so funny. He's like a grown man stomping on a phone like a three-year-old.
With his long-ass arms.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's just like, I mean, it's just so funny.
That dude looks like a grown man, but I don't think mentally he's fully grown.
No, he's mentally, he's crazy. Well, that's what makes me think also, the fan is an idiot. You know Conor McGregor is not well. This is like approaching Mike Tyson after you know that he bit a guy's ear off. Like, don't approach these idiots who are crazy and expect you're going to get something different than your phone stopped on. You're lucky that that's all he did.
Yeah, I mean, come on, common sense.
I mean, that's like that. Again, I think I compared it the other day. It's like the woman who decided, I need to get close to this jaguar. Oh, no, you don't.
No.
Conor McGregor is the human form of a jaguar. He's fast, he's mean, and he'll lacerate you.
Yeah. Listen, there's plenty of TV shows on Netflix, National Geographic, if you want to see all kinds of wild animals. Have at it. And you know what? Beautiful, beautiful video.
I still can't believe that video. And I went into that video, the jaguar video I'm talking about now, people. If you didn't see the woman who had to get close, jumped to the fence to get close to a jaguar and got attacked, the lacerations on her just from, like, the paws, or, I mean, the claws. Somebody sent this to me with no warning, which drives me crazy. My mom likes to do this, too, send me pictures of bloody dead animals. But somebody sent me the video, and I watched it, and I, it's still emblazoned.
It's tough. It's tough to watch that stuff.
In my head. Moving on, Klay Thompson did the right thing yesterday. He apologized to Warriors fans after criticizing them after a home loss to the Phoenix Suns on Sunday night. I am convinced, and maybe it's just in my own head, and that is fine, that he listened to the Fernando and Greg show, and he heard what we had to say about how he needed to apologize to the fans for criticizing them, and he stepped up yesterday, and he tweeted out, I love I would have sent that out. That would have been my apology. I love Dumb Nation.
Give us a sign if you're listening, maybe on Twitter, maybe.
Well, he's in Houston right now, he's dying. But he said, we have the greatest fan base in sports. We feel great. We feed off them greatly for energy. But we do have Russ up. He says, listen, Klay doesn't owe an apology to the fans.
Wait, did you say Russ is on the line?
Oh, my God.
Hold up.
Oh, yeah. You shouldn't apologize to those sorry-ass non-fans. He's right. All they f***ing do is sitting there with their damn cameras and phones and taking pictures and posting. And
Russ, when did it turn? When did the fans start sucking at Oracle?
When Steve Jobs f***ed up the cell phone. We put those damn cameras on the phone.
Was it after? I know it was pretty lit over there still after the first championship.
I don't know. It's just like more and more people don't come for the actual game. It's just like a hangout.
Well, because you got to show everybody that you're at the game. So you got to prove to them that your life is better than theirs.
That's not proving a damn thing. It's just proving how you don't have a life. You got to sit up there and take pictures all damn day at a basketball game. You're supposed to be at the basketball game watching the fucking basketball game. Not taking pictures all damn day and posting. And then you got bitches walking around there like they're going to the Palladium. It's like, this is not the Palladium. The Palladium is in San Francisco. What's with the heels and the, you know, it's like.
But wait till the Chase Center gets there. It's going to be even worse.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Russ. Yeah, I know that.
One of our coworkers that was complaining on Twitter, or former coworkers was complaining on Twitter about, you know, ever since, you know, they started selling these corporate packages, you know, and making ticket prices so expensive, then, you know, the real fans can't afford really to go to the games anymore. So this is what you wind up with, these people who really aren't there for the game.
Right. I just said that. They're not there for the game. It's more of a hangout. We have two dudes who sit behind us. They just talk all f***ing day about the job and this and that. And Sharon had to turn around and say, y'all going to talk all damn day, you know, all during the game? Because that's all they do, just talk about f***. They ain't got f*** to do with basketball.
You know, It always ends with Russ cussing. All right, thank you, Russ. Have a lovely day.
Oh, my God, Russ.
Well, listen, Russ is a season ticket holder, and it does anger him. And that's why I always wonder why, when he has an extra ticket to the game, why he sometimes invites Shan. Because that's all you would do, would sit there and be on your phone.
Well, Russ likes me, and I'll probably take pictures with him, so he liked that, too, I think.
I don't think he would.
Really?
I don't think he would.
Not during the game.
I can't imagine,
well, then
though.
Don't invite me, then, because that's what I'm going
to
do.
So then his wife told the people behind her to stop talking about work. That's so funny. I can't imagine being at a game and somebody turning around and say, "Oh, y'all go shut up."
Yeah. I mean, this game is going on.
Russ and his wife are hardcore. They don't care.
They really are. Well, they are true fans. They've been there from the beginning. They have been there from when the Warriors won 20 games a season. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I get it. But doesn't people go to these games to have fun in other ways? Mm-hmm. They're not always just going to keep their eyes on the court.
Well, you know the new Chase Center is going to have a Nobu up in there. They're going to have all this stuff going on.
But I'm for it. Listen, that gives something for everybody. Well, I'll be there doing both. I can do both.
That would make someone like Russ happy, because all those people are going to be doing anything but watching the game. Can go to a restaurant, can go to a lounge, bar, whatever they want to do. Stay away from the real fans who want to watch
the
game.
I told you this off the air, Shan. When we would go to the Dallas Stars game, the hockey team in Dallas, back when I lived there, nobody cares about hockey in Dallas. We were there to be seen. We were there to see who we could see. We were there to see if Mark Cuban might be hanging out, since he owned the Mavericks and they play at the same place, and see if we could get up in his pocketbook. We were just there. There was a Jack Daniels bar there that everybody that was anybody, we used to sneak in there because we weren't anybody and we didn't belong in there. So, I mean, that's what people do.
And you were dressed to go, ready to go to the Palladium. What is that? What's a Palladium?
Listen, girl.
Is that where you roller skate?
I'm telling you, that was a club, wasn't
girl,
it?
I thought I was dressed to go to the Palladium. And I look back at the photos and see my blonde tips and my mullet. And I think, girl, you didn't belong in the VIP section. You belonged on Fashion Police. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say? If they're playing the balls, I'm all over it.